Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is from the New York Times today. The Donald J. Trump Foundation, once billed as a charitable arm of the president's financial empire, agreed to dissolve on Tuesday and give away all of its remaining assets under court supervision as part of an ongoing investigation and lawsuit by the New York Attorney General. The foundation was accused by the Attorney General, Barbara Underwood, of functioning as, quote, little more than a checkbook to serve Mr. Trump's business and political interests, and of engineering in, quote, a shocking pattern of illegality that included unlawfully coordinating with Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. There's an organization called Charity Watch. It's based in Chicago. The guy in charge of it's on line 7, Daniel Borchoff. Is it Borchoff or Borkoff?
Borkoff.
Welcome to the show, Daniel. How are you today?
Yes, hello. Very good. Thank you.
Is this as bad as it sounds, or is this as unusual as it sounds?
It's a textbook case of how not to run a private foundation. If any of your listeners out there thinking of opening one up or currently running in, this is not how you do it. And I encourage everybody to learn about it. I mean, there's many things that they did that they're just not supposed to do. I mean, just basically, a private foundation is supposed to be operating the public interest, not for the private, personal, and political interests of the family and founder of the foundation.
But some of the charges that I'm reading against them sound to me like they were charitable donations, even if it was Don Jr.'s Boy Scout membership or the public structure in front of a Trump building. In each case, it was a donation to a charitable organization. It just also happened to serve Donald Trump's purposes as well. Would you agree with that?
Not necessarily. I mean, the $7 that could have been for Don Jr.'s Boy Scouts, I mean, that's kind of like a fee for – you can't do things to benefit the family members, like pay fees through nonprofits. Because nonprofits, have a lot of fee-for-service type things. I think that what's so telling is the treasurer, who didn't even know he was on the board, Alan Weisselberg, was asked by the New York's AG's office about any policies used to determine payments if were proper, and he said up front, there's no property, just so you understand, there's no policies that the foundation is using, because foundations and charitable organizations are supposed to have criteria in which they use to make giving decisions, and if the criteria is to enrich the family or the board members, then that's not a valid criteria. for instance, giving money to the Central Park Conservancy, the $264,000 gift, which they conveniently put restored a fountain outside Trump Plaza Hotel in New York City, that's the criteria is really interesting. Is that the highest and best use of that charitable money? This is of a concern, but the biggest concern is like the political spending and buying artwork that's used in the Trump properties, and also the political campaign expenditures. Lewandowski actually had sent a memo out saying that can we make some disbursements this week while in Iowa, right before the crucial Iowa caucus?
Okay, but wait, hold on a second. Just about that. So this was money that they were going to give to a veterans organization or some sort of military support organization, right?
Well, they had a campaign to raise money for, they raised $5.6 million for veterans charities. What we found, and the timing of it was interesting because it was like giving to groups at the time of the Iowa caucus that might benefit, draw attention or make people in Iowa more favorably predisposed to giving to them.
Daniel, here's my point about all that. I mean, I think a lot of us remember that. I'm thinking about the same one where he didn't participate in a debate and instead he raised money.
Exactly.
And then he donates it to these organizations. And so on the surface, it's okay, Donald Trump didn't want to participate in the debate because he didn't like the rules, but he's raising money for veterans. I saw it was obvious what the political advantage was for him, but he also raised money for these organizations. As long as the money
It's the timing of it, of doing it and making a big show as part of the campaign. And if the nonprofit was independent of the campaign, that would be okay. But the foundation was operating as if it was part of the campaign. Another problem that Charity Watch pointed out is the sincerity of the donations, because there were groups that received money that were just awful groups. One group, Foundation for American Veterans, that we've been giving an F grade to, has since dissolved and closed down. So that money was clearly wasted. And then he gave money to groups that already have massive stockpiles of funds. So you don't need to give money to a charity that's already got lots of money. And then he gave money to DNF-rated groups. So they weren't really that conscientious about giving it to the groups that were making good use of the money that they were receiving. It seemed to be more of a political attention drawing.
Charity Watch is based in Chicago. Daniel's the president and founder of this organization. You and I should visit down the road, but I've spent time on your site today, and there's charities that Brenda and I are interested in. I was able to type their names in and see what the grade is that you gave them. Or you've listed them by advocacy umbrella terms, like if you're interested in giving to hunger relief or children's issues or medical relief, then you can just see those listed. It's a very easy-to-use site, and the organizations that you're interested in or are curious about are there. If you type in Trump, you'll find out articles about that. But you didn't. Did you give the Trump Foundation a grade
It's a private foundation. We give letter grade ratings, A+ to F, to the public charities. This is a private foundation, so it's not a public. It's not a public charity. It's unusual in that most of the money isn't Trump's money or his family's money, but it is organized as a private foundation, so they don't have some of the same disclosure requirements as the public charity. Most people give to public charities rather than private foundations.
And I don't want to end on this, but I'm going to, because this isn't about the Clintons, but I know that that's the backdrop for every Trump conversation. you did rate the Clinton Foundation, right?
Right. We give them an A, and they do a good job of getting by far most of their money to actual charitable programs that have a public benefit. I mean, they aren't a grant making agency. Some of the criticism is based on, but they have personnel around the world that conduct programs rather than giving out grants. So while they shouldn't be judged based on how many grants they give out, when they have people conducting programs that accomplish things such as providing HIV medication to people at a lower cost that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to have.
Understood. All right, Daniel, you and I will visit down the road. CharityWatch.org. Sure. This is a good time of year to actually type in CharityWatch.org. Thanks for your time today.